What else do you have to live for? Is the topic of conversation. For
I don't
today,
know if that's
apparently.
How serious, but
I like pizza.
Pretty fucking heavy. Oh, pizza today.
Is that yeah?
Shit, can we admit that we had a hiatus? Is that acceptable?
Oh, we didn't. Nothing happened.
That's also true. Nothing did happen. It's Kendrick.
Hey, Kyle. I'm Kyle.
And this is Sit Sock.
Sit it Sock.
With the sound of the opening cans, which shall be our tradition. And you'll never know.
And they're actually beer.
If they're actually beer, because they're not. They're wine.
Let's talk about dog farts. We never.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
We never really did that conversation.
We should. Okay. I should make note. I feel like it gets meta here a lot, but I'm gonna go meta anyway.
Meta.
Yeah.
Podcast
meta.
It's how you have meta. Okay. Carry on. I'll listen and then I'll ask questions.
Podcast about podcasts. So I was reviewing our podcasts because every so often I tag our podcasts and schedule them to be uploaded to the Innerbutts, where you find folks and coarse individuals and people of indiscriminate particular size that I'm not caring to classify at this time.
You guys are assholes. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you're like...
Like the inner lining
sand.
Of a human colon.
Yeah.
You're not like. Fine or coarse. You're
nope.
just kind of like increasing your surface area with different folds of flesh.
Yeah. Gross. Anyway. And I was reminded of the episode where Joe was gone. And then I remembered that was only like 3 weeks ago. And we're catching up. Kind of.
Yeah. That's why like as soon as... So we had a huge snowstorm here in the Rado. That's what I'm calling
Colorado. Never heard it called that before, but I like it.
I know, right? The Rado? like, random spring snowstorms in Colorado are the most dangerous things in your life.
That was the first day of spring, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was. It actually was, like, the
How
first
horrible.
Or second
what
day
a, like,
of spring.
What a, like, herald.
And we had a rate of snow of 5 inches per hour in some places. And the state shut down. It was actually impossible to exit the state or enter the state from several different angles. And we were cut off from where we normally have a class on.
And they enacted the motor vehicle traction law, which is you can get fined up to $650 if your car is actually blocking road.
Yep.
So if you go in a commuter car or like a car that doesn't have four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive or chains, you can actually get fined for doing that. So keep that in mind, Coloradans, or anybody. If you
I've
guys
never
have
heard
traction
that in
laws
votes
in
before
your state,
in Metro.
Because you can actually get legally fined for trying to go to work. So,
though,
you know.
I believe it's my understanding that their enforcement policy was pretty much only if you fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, like,
so.
But I mean, I was driving and I almost, like, ate it a few times because it was so bad. It was just so bad. And I was like, oh, God, I need
it. Our roommate has a tiny little Honda Civic. She needed a stiff drink when she came home after lunch. So, but all of that aside. That's what I was saying. It was interesting going back and looking at that because we just posted an episode and I was like, oh yeah, that was actually our last episode with Joe will be the Warhammer 40K number 3 primer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't do that. He didn't do one last week.
I don't think so.
Carpool?
No, I don't. Well, no, because we didn't end up going. Or no, did we not?
No, because it was the weird snow day that was like snowy in the beginning and then it kind of broke out.
Yeah. Yeah, I basically haven't gone into work at all the last couple weeks. Anyway, I got so much more work done. Anywho, I just thought that was interesting. Is farewell Joe officially, I guess, because we had the joke farewell, but then I don't think he's in that intervening and interstitial episode.
So go fuck yourself, Joe. And
there you go, Joe. Maybe we'll have you call in sometime if you ever get off your ass and make it into work on time. Get fuck yourself, Joe.
Get fuck yourself.
Pouring an empty drink out for my homie on that one. But not really. Because
oh,
that,
I was like,
fuck that.
Look,
see him. He's not dead.
No.
He's just an asshole. Anyway.
Dog farts.
Are
stinky.
On that.
They can sometimes smell like human farts, so you can, you know, sometimes, you know, blame it on the dog, literally.
Yeah.
But it's not actually a real dog fart. If you fart, I blame it on the dog. That's
Is it,
the,
though?
The key.
I feel like that's actually kind of... leads right into what dog farts are because we never did we not I guess
no,
we never
actually,
talked about it.
No you never so let's start with an introduction to
okay so I coined this phrase though I'm sure someone else has a similar or perhaps better phrase but I use this one and it hasn't come up a lot in the last month or three which is probably why I haven't talked about it but it the last biggest, greatest example, I'm sure there are more.
Yeah, we'll probably think of them as we
say. Was the Starbucks Red Cup debacle of winter 2015. Where, so basically, how to start with this objectively without making it a thing. Basically, Starbucks subtly changed their cup design. Or, okay, I should put it this way. The story was that Starbucks changed their cup design to a generic red gradient and it removed all Christmas iconography from it, and in doing so, enraged Christianity as a whole.
But wasn't actually Christians that were mad.
Well, I mean, that's the story, oh, okay. Right? That was the premise.
Okay,
and
cool.
So the backlash on the internet was, look at all these stupid Christians. They're getting all mad about a cup that doesn't even normally have that much, because it had like snowflakes and snowmen and shit on it. But like now it's just red. Starbucks' official policy was, people like to doodle on our cups, so we figured this year we'd let them doodle shit. That was literally what they're... Okay, not with the profanity, but that's... And the weird accent. But that was their response. That was their official policy. It wasn't about religion one or the other. It was that they decided this year it would be the year of you expressing yourself. So draw whatever the fuck you want on our cups. A piece of shit. This saves us on printing costs. It's choke on a dick and buy our new mocha java latte things.
Orange mocha frappuccinos.
I don't even make those anymore.
I know. It's sad.
All because of one harmless gasoline fight.
So that
was the premise, and everyone was up in arms on the internet. And what led me to coin this phrase was, I was looking around because I have a surprisingly wide variety of let's just say friends on Facebook of all walks of life, of different, you know, in perspectives and religion and political motivations and whatnot. So while I don't necessarily claim to have a great understanding of everything, I feel like I do my best to get a perspective that's not exclusively an echo chamber. I still prefer the echo chamber, obviously, because I'm right, and everyone who believes what I believe is also right, by extension. But it's for those other people who are wrong, that guy, that's a truck without his lights on. I don't know if you see this up behind me on the left. I was about to go ahead and switch lanes, and it was like, nope, semi. Go ahead and zoom way past that motherfucker.
It's only like, look, it's just dusky. You can see. Everyone else has their lights on. Why do I need to have mine on?
You can see fine.
Isn't that like a weird verse argument for like vaccination? Like, everyone else has their lights on. I don't need mine on.
I mean, I think it violates the categorical imperative, but sure, yeah. I mean,
oh my, you've been bringing that up more and more lately.
Yeah, but anyway. The biggest issue that I had was, I was looking around, I was watching people making fun of Christians. I was watching Christians, because I have several very Christian friends, including one who is actually a Catholic scholar.
Who's that?
I don't know if you know him. He doesn't comment much. He was living in Japan for a while. He was a Japanese and English teacher, basically, and then he came back. I don't know where he is. Dude gets around, but he's the kind of guy who, if you ask him something, he will cite scripture, translation of the scripture, and like where it is, and then cite supporting documents by other theologians. Like, he knows his shit, and so he has his opinions and his beliefs, and then we'll tell you precisely where these things are. And it's so he's a fascinating individual to have on hand, especially when I have questions of a very academic nature. I can be like, hey, but even he was like, what the hell are you guys going on about? So the super Christian people that I knew were posting things saying, who the hell has time to care about a cup? There's all these serious problems to go on. Or who the hell has time to care about a cup? We're all loved in God's grace, blah, blah, blah. Like the different interpretations of that.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't find a single person who was upset about the cup.
They were just like more upset that people were fighting about.
People were pissed about people who were pissed about the cup. And then people were pissed about those people who were pissed, or people who were pissed about the
and
cup.
And there is the essence of...
And that's where I tracked it down. I was like, who the fuck actually cares about the cup? And so I went back and I found it all dates back. And there are certainly a few people who are upset about it, but in the same vein that there's always people upset about every fucking thing. There's people who are upset that we use yellow lines for the center line instead of white lines, like U.S. roads. Like, people will be upset about anything, but those are such a small minority, we don't give a fuck about them because mob rule of democracy. But the guy who complained was this pastor out of Florida who is a world-renowned dog fart squeezer.
Is that the term we're going to
use? I'm
going to
go with dog squeezer.
Dog squeezer. Okay. Yeah.
As opposed to dog fart sniffer.
You're trying to create the dog fart, right?
And so he is known for starting shit.
Is that the other way you said?
Either dog fart sniffer or dog squeezer. Those are the two. Those are the two terms I'm going to go with. Whichever one you know tests better in the markets.
Sure.
Market analysis. You know, get some focus groups together. So, yeah, he basically likes to stay shit and drum up shit. Like he was one of the guys. He was one of those ones who was going to places trying to get. Because there was the whole.
But see, that's not a gay dog fart,
baker,
though, is it?
Or bakers refusing to make cakes for gay people.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
He was one of the ones who was trying to make, like, fundamentalist Christian cakes and shit like that, and then posting pictures of people who wouldn't do it. And it's like, yeah, but no one cares, but he's making a thing out of it.
Yeah.
And then it goes back and forth.
But is that, if someone's actually mad about it, doesn't that make it not a dog fart?
Well, if one guy's mad about it, that's swell, but I have to bring up the Vermin Supreme thing, which is where Vermin Supreme has opinions on things, and we don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
So if Vermin Supreme has an opinion, that doesn't make that opinion valid. It just means
so
Vermin Supreme.
You still really haven't solidified what a dog fart is.
So for me, a dog fart in the situation was he posted it to social media because he's got followers. Mm-hmm. And he had people who just kind of blindly follow, pass it along, but for the most part, most of his followers are people who are antagonistic towards him. He's a shit stirrer.
Oh, okay.
So what happened is people picked it up. People picked it up and said, look how stupid all these Christians are. They're mad about a cup. And that was the meme. That was the part that took hold in society. And that was what went viral was, look how dumb these people are. No one really seemed to give a fuck about the cup. But people really gave a fuck about people who gave a fuck about the cup. And it became this whole backlash of... And it's not easy to light the internet on fire with anti-religious or specifically anti-Christian rhetoric.
Huh? Yeah, it is. Is that sarcasm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's layered deep.
It's thick in the lasagna of life.
Point is, it isn't that hard to get people going on that one. So they will... What I find really funny is that it's a bunch of knee-jerk people making fun of knee-jerk people. Because in this anti-Christian rhetoric,
I think
which is fine.
A great way to do the dog fart thing, because knee-jerking is, like, the whole idea behind it. It's like, because the way that you explain dog fart to me is, like, the Sora Molly situation, where, like, Sora farts and Molly
farts.
Right,
I never actually explained why I used the term dog fart.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. That's what the concept was, and the example actually had... it's sadder because it uses dogs that aren't alive anymore, but when I was living up in the woods... We had 4 or 5 dogs up there at one point. We just kept collecting them, right? And we had one of them who was old, and there's a couple of them. One of them would just bark to stir up trouble because she was bored and she was awful. She would just kind of look around and start barking until someone else started barking and then join in. She was a little bitch, but quite literally. But we had another one who was getting old and deaf, but still had just the most amazingly terrible farts you've ever seen. I'm trying to get over. There's an emergency vehicle coming up on the left, but I don't really want to pull off of my exit, so I just kind of have to ignore you. Okay, there you go. He got by. He's good. I feel like pulling over is the most dangerous choice in this circumstances, but...
Yeah. Well, that was an emergency... That's the first time an emergency vehicle has...
gone this way.
On said song, folks.
Yeah, well, and he seems to be getting along at a fair lick, and I don't think anyone impeded him, so I feel like I'm good.
Yeah.
If someone would like to write me a ticket, I will fight it in court. I made the safest decision.
He'll literally animate the ticket and punch it to death.
Yeah.
With a gun. This is a dangerous corner.
Yeah. And an interesting time to randomly lane split, ambulance driver. Okay. I don't know what the dick is going on with everybody here. Apparently, the fact that there's an ambulance on this highway is blowing everybody's minds.
I never thought that you had to pull over to the side of the road. You just have to get out of the fucking way.
It makes sense to pull over on the side of the road when you're on a street, like a surface street, because they're going to come barreling past you, but you're on a highway. We're all barreling.
Yeah.
Move the fuck out of my way.
And that, folks, is the essence of Sit Talk. We literally got distracted by something that's shiny and bright.
Which was what happened in the other one, where that pie tin was on the side of the road. Remember that pie tin? That thing was rad.
And so there's
the pie tin's coming back.
That,
so anyway,
the
no, so the dog,
don't exist
the old
anymore.
Dog, yeah, yeah, she would have the most, she would have room-clearing farts. I mean, like, she'd fart, and you're like, I'm going to go read a book somewhere else. This is terrible. She would chase dogs out of the room.
The token fart.
Yeah. And so she was lonely and didn't understand why. And what happened once was she farted loudly, and another dog thought it was like a growl or a bark, so that other dog barked to join in the, you know, the fray of oh, we're barking at something, I guess we're barking. Well, the first farting dog, she was mostly deaf, but would still pick up on things like barking, so she heard the bark and started barking as well. So the other dog was like, oh, I guess we are barking, and then it started barking, and then other dogs came running in from all around the house, just barking bloody murder, like, we're barking at something, I don't know what's going on, we're barking, and then they just run from window to window, following each other, but no one is leading, so they're all just following each other from window to window, barking at everything they can find, until it's a fucking cacophony.
It's like a...
And you can't get them to shut up, because none of them know what's going on, so they're just barking until forever.
It's like a rabble-rouse. Yeah. Like, people, like, the... I'm a thing into that, though, because it's the cutest little image in my head, a dog farting and another dog barking, and the dog being like, what? I don't know what happened. What? Oh, God. What's happening? You farted so suddenly you startled yourself.
Yes.
But you didn't startle yourself via knowing you farted. No. You startled yourself because somebody else barked at your fart.
Yes. And then you bark at them, and then she was deaf, so you couldn't get her to shut up because you had to, like, go up to her and her face. And, like,
no.
Stop her, because if you just yelled at her, she wouldn't stop, because she didn't understand. Because she didn't realize she was deaf. That was the worst part. So if you, like, poked her or, like, brushed her, it's like, hey, like, you know, bop on the nose, and she'd get all hurt, like, why didn't you tell me to stop? And it's like, we did for, like, 5 minutes. Shut the fuck up. Because she just didn't realize how deaf she was, so.
Well, yeah, so that's the idea behind it. That's the reason it's called a dog fart. And that to me, is the most easy way to understand the idea, because it is that whole knee-jerk reaction, like somebody's being instigatory, whether they mean to be or not. Someone else reacts to the instigation and not the event that was the center. And then the, like, person who instigated, whether they knew it or not, is now fighting.
Almost certainly involved in the thing. Yeah. Parking for no real reason.
And you're like, then they start fighting about something that's not even related to the initial incident.
You're like, what the fuck are you going on about? And we've all seen this play out in the microcosm.
Oh, yeah. Like, all the time.
Yesterday, like, sure, literally yesterday.
Everybody that's listening to this podcast can think of what happened literally yesterday.
I think it was your political post. One of your rare political posts.
Oh. Well, I got, like, I was in a rare mood yesterday because...
I saw that.
I posted a video of, like, they were, like, showing Donald Trump talking, like, in his personal life and on his television show.
Where he's specifically instructed to be as bombastic and douchey as possible.
And, like, whether or not he's instructed to be doesn't matter, because he's trying to get ratings. Like,
right. Well, I mean, that's the
makes people want to watch, right? Yeah. And then President Obama, as president, in his first term, so he still needs to maintain...
I believe, was that one of his State of the Union speeches or one of his...
One of his big
speeches?
Presidential address somewhere. Yeah. I don't remember, but... I linked the YouTube video, or a YouTube video that was referenced in there, and it was, like, him reading a speech out to a bunch of people, and it was, like, look how...
350 million Americans.
Look how non-sexist Obama is, and look at how Trump is being an asshole. You're like, well, that's not really, like, the thing you do. Like, don't compare...
Trump is an asshole, but...
Like, I mean, I'm not saying that Trump's not a horrible person, like, or on, he's come off as, like, an asshole, but he's, you don't want to compare, like, a presidential pre-written speech to on-the-fly Donald Trump on a television show, like.
Especially a bullshit reality show.
Or, like, any kind of, like, weird interview, like, there's just, like, the precedent.
It was apples and oranges.
Yeah, it was, and it was apples and oranges.
And the thing is, there's plenty of ways you can compare Trump to saying stupid shit. In real president and, like, actual applicable appropriate comparisons. So to pick something like that is just lazy.
Yeah.
And rude.
Yeah, no, it's disrespectful. And so, like, the whole, like, dog fart idea is that, like, you didn't really care about the video, you just care that you don't like Trump. Like, and so now everyone's fighting about Trump.
All your words that you said can be easily misread because people don't read to, oh, this guy likes Trump, fuck this guy. And it's like, wow, I didn't realize we were at a point where association get you strung up.
That was the Gary in a comment that I was like, oh yeah, there you go, because he was jokingly said, oh, you're a Trump supporter, you asshole, or something like that. And I was like, yep, that's exactly why I felt the need to explain myself, is because I knew if I kept, like, fighting this point of, like, bad mudslinging, it was gonna become kind of
racist.
Trump. Yeah, like, or like, oh, you hate women, don't you?
It's just,
like,
because you're racist towards, like, women.
You're racist towards the native women. America.
That's racist. All the things you're saying, super racist. You're oppressing me. I identify as a woman.
Or like, there's kind of like this, like, I think that the black bar video I posted too really was kind of like a, like, had the potential to be like a reverse dog fart thing, maybe, or like in the sense of like,
people,
they don't, like, you can, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the idea, because the whole idea is that you get distracted by, something and forget about the thing that's really the problem there.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy to do that.
And like, it was like, because you, when you told me, when you showed me that video about the black bars and like the guys that came up against
the thing,
and I was like, what the hell is that funny for? And you were like, well, these black bars just basically like totally infringe people's copyright.
Yeah, they,
like,
they cover up any bugs or anything and they make it really easy to rip off
and
videos.
And I'll admit that like copyright law is really weird. And like, I do things that probably spit in the face of copyright. But there's a sense of like ownership, I guess.
Shall we dive into copyright law briefly?
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck it. Dog farts to copyright law.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. Dog farts to copyright law. Yeah, okay. So like, because I thought that that was the first time I'd ever seen a video that had been blatantly taken away and called something completely different. Like, they didn't even try to call it the same thing.
So here's the thing we have to be careful for, because we're children of the millennium here, and we didn't see the subtle shift in copyright law over the last 100 years. We're familiar with things like the DMCA and the those interpretations of copyright of the recent era.
What that is?
The Digital Millennium Copyright Act. I know I'm just explaining it to you. You don't have to say it.
No, you are explaining it to me, because I'm technically people.
He thinks he's people. So, the recent interpretation is that you have a right to the financial... Let's see here. No. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act changes it where duplication is akin to distribution and transition of medium is the same as distribution.
Oh, wow.
I think is what the subtle shift
was.
So
that's stuff that you get in trouble for. Because
That was part of what it was. Because the original purpose of copyright law in the United States and other places, I mean, it's a relatively new concept. It's been around, kicking around for a little bit, but the first incarnation of it in the United States was literally to prevent plagiarism. And that's essentially you're a small-time author, I'm a big-time author, I like your book, I tear your name off it and put my name on it, and then I go out and say, this is my book now.
Or, like, even less so in the sense of these videos, like, I tear your name off and I give it to people saying it's
right,
mine.
Right, so that's... The original purpose was that. And so that was to give people a tool so they could copyright it and then, you know, have some semblance of, no, I owned this. You can't distribute it without my permission. Mm-hmm. Is the principle. And that... Because the idea was that the theory, and I'm not even sure if this is necessarily happening, but the prevailing theory was that publishers and authors and these people were just ripping off people's work left and right and exploiting them.
It was literary media.
And then somehow putting a C inside of a circle fixed all that, but whatever. So it didn't obviously help diddly fuck, because all they did was they set up some framework, they set up some legal precedent, and then people were still ripping people off because they're really good at that. Then they changed it again. They strengthened it in the early part of the 20th century. They strengthened it to include, let's see, instead of just distribution and taking over. So instead of just claiming it as your own, it became a matter of distributing it. Because it was already unlawful to sell someone else's stuff without their permission.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, you could sell it, but you couldn't print it without their permission.
So you could like resell something.
Yeah. And then something shifted with the way you could resell it. And with archival copies, and I forget how this happened, but it was mostly due to the early Disney productions.
Like the Disney vault thing, like where like if part they it. Put it in the vault, you can't actually sell it.
I remember the biggest part was originally the copyright expired on the death of the creator.
Okay.
Because
wow,
he's dead.
That's a really weird way to copyright something.
Well, I mean, he's dead, so.
Well, because they did all the Nintendo copyrights and all this stuff was like set for years, like a normal copyright.
Well, the idea there was. Obviously, I think the theory at least was, by the time you're dead, your works were known and you're not going to get plagiarized as easy.
Sure.
But then it became about, like, excerpts, how much of an excerpt constituted an excerpt became narrowed down.
Oh, yeah, and then they had the whole, like you can only play 15 seconds of a song before.
Which, and that's the second part of the 20th century. There's been two or three major shifts. I wrote a big paper on it, but I'm realizing I don't remember it as well as I thought I did now. So.
Yeah, you can go write it on Digital Beardstroking in 2 weeks, right?
Just copy-paste it. but you should go read Digital Beardstroking and then be confused and then write angry comments on it.
So yeah, you're going to hear a big pitch for a bunch of stuff from Aether at the end of this episode.
Yeah, very soon. And, so, basically, that transition happened, and then they started shifting it where they kept tacking years onto the end, so it was after the author's death, plus 15 years, and then plus 25 years, and then plus, I actually don't know what we're up to now, but I'm pretty sure it's at least 50 years.
Then they just tilted that 8 sideways,
yeah.
And they're like, plus infinity.
Oh no!
Plus till we decide that we don't...
Well, and a lot of that was to protect the copyright of certain very valuable Disney, I think it was Disney things, and... Turn of the century books.
So what's the next shift?
So the next shift was the DMCA, where it talks about how unlawful duplication and archival storage constitutes copyright violation.
Because the potential to sell? You're like Minority Reporting it.
And then the concept of free distribution.
Where you copy it and give it away is illegal now.
Is akin to...
Oh, wow.
Is akin to copyright infringement. Because, which is interesting because it's not considered unlawful distribution because that's not as strong of a penalty. It's considered copyright infringement, which means they're using the law that was saying... So essentially, if I go and download Kesha's new album and then distribute it, you know, give it to people, they want to ding me using the law that's designed to stop people from claiming that I wrote Kesha's music.
Which has all of its own weird implications with regard to, like, ownership of media.
Which means that like apparently that they're going from the I claim that I made Kesha's music. It's like, I'm not claiming that.
No, I'm just... maybe it's like you claim that you own the rights to distribute this
music. That's what it is, but like, that the underlying building blocks of what those words mean is that I created it.
So you get into this whole system of now people like will actively say, hey, download my music because this is stupid and like copyright laws gone.
And some people are like,
no, this is ridiculous, don't ever take my music, pay your authors, da 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 da.
And then the real problem is publisher.
Is like, I think you're right, claiming your work for plagiarizing.
Mm-hmm.
Plagiarizing is bad. The whole idea of copyright law was originally to stop plagiarism.
And no one disagrees. Almost no one disagrees.
No one does disagree with that. Everybody I've seen and heard and talked to is always like, don't copy people's shit and take credit for it.
Even people who pirate music, pirate books, pirate movies, you're not going to be like, oh yeah, I made Iron Man 3.
And there's a subtle understanding in the community to be like, their distribution of a thing is because you like it. Like, people will download things because they enjoy it. And tell people to go listen to, you know, Kesha's new album. Or, hey, there's a new Ninja Sex Party CD out. Let's go listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
Et cetera.
It's not like, look at this new Ninja Sex Party CD I made that I'm giving away because it's mine.
Yeah, it's mine.
That's where it's an inappropriate response. Now, obviously, I think artists deserve to be compensated for their time.
Which goes back to this black bar thing. I saw Kendrick the other day, and this was genius, copy and paste something out of the description of the video into Google to watch the YouTube video on YouTube instead of watching in a black bar. And I think that is one of the solutions to this, is take 5 seconds of your life to find the real video, like that, share that on Facebook, but don't share and like these stupid black bar videos that are just literally ripping off people's, like...
Public service announcement.
Yeah. That are ripping off people's, like, intellectual property. Like... That Carrie video was put together by a studio who's paid to do it, and this guy just takes this video and puts black bars on it and doesn't give credit to where credit's due, calls it a Jedi trick and acts like it's a Star Wars thing to try to get likes or something. And that's the fundamental problem I have with it. It's like, you're not even doing this. It's the same thing as like a guy who cheated in a Warhammer 40K Conquest tournament this year, like last year, for like regionals or worlds. It's like, you're not getting any money from this. Why are you being such a like an asshole here? Like, he cheated. He drew extra cards every turn. Yeah. Why did he do that? If he, like, just to get the status symbol of being like the world champion? Like, that's so
lame.
That's so unbelievably lame. Like, in a Magic tournament or a poker tournament or like something where you can actually like claim
there's
like something to make
payment.
Money. Yeah, that's fair. But like, well, not fair. But it's it
makes, the motivation.
Motivation
makes
more sense.
Yeah.
And I guess that goes into a whole other conversation we can have after
motivation.
Motivation. But that was kind of like the reverse dog fart. Was like the distraction of like the point. Oh, hey, Laura. Did you see that?
Nope. You did? I was trying to avoid hitting her with my car.
Okay. Well, that was kind of our weird conversation on dog farts and copyright law.
Yeah. And I mean, what it all boils down to there is that copyright law, I think, still needs work. It's not done. It needs to be revised, and we need to consider how we compensate artists and what does it mean to create art. Because I'm still unconvinced in the validity of intellectual property as a something you possess and own, because it's infinitely distributable and infinitely copyable. So owning it is kind of nonsensical in traditional definitions of ownership. Because maybe we can talk about ownership at one point. Because sure. Like I have this can.
Well, like creators, though,
you can
right?
take this can, and then I don't have this can, right? But if this was a digital can, I can make a perfect copy of the can, and I still have the can. And then you also have the can.
Yeah.
So when you have digital distribution and copy stuff, it starts getting very difficult to keep a hold of things. Mm-hmm. And that's where pure IP gets to be kind of crunchy.
Yeah.
Which is why I think that things like Patreon are the future. Where, yeah, I'm going to make music. I don't give a fuck what you do with my music. Share it. Play it.
Support me if you can.
Do whatever. But pay me money every month, and I'll keep eating. Mm-hmm. And if I keep eating, I keep making music.
If I keep living, I keep doing the thing you want me to do.
Yeah. So maybe we'll talk about that next time.
So dog farts are pretty interesting. Keep that in mind next time you see an argument on the internet or something somewhere where, like, they're not even talking about the main thing.
Actually, yeah. Kind of distracting. On that, real quick on that, if you ever see someone do, like, a Twitter, like, cloud thing where they're like, look at all these people tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Remember, you've seen maybe 20 or 30. If you see 100 tweets, you'll be like, that's a lot of tweets. There are a billion Twitter users generating over 5 billion tweets a day.
100 if users you see, isn't even 1% of
if you see 100 tweets, that's so pointless and meaningless, it really constitutes fucking nothing. If you see 100,000 tweets, you still don't have something that's meaningful in the community unless you're in that community of 100,000 people. So
that's an interesting conversation too.
That's where dog farts.
Dog farts lead to misrepresentations of communities being angry about shit.
That's so, all. Just remember.
Aether plug, read digital beard stroking because Kendrick's writing cool alien word stuff and that's really cool to read.
I'm stroking my beard. Wait.
He's stroking the phone across. That's going to sound really weird.
Sound really bad.
Read Box Culture if you like board games. Read
Even if you don't, read it anyway.
Yeah, read them. They're kind of interesting, I think. But read graphic reviews for all of the cool comic book stuff that you want. And we actually get some really cool pre-releases on there now. So keep your eye out for stuff that hasn't come out yet that graphic reviews is going to look at. A Bard's Eye View is still looking at music. He just got back from 7,000 Tons of Metal, and now he's going into strange and interesting things. We might start having interviews there, and that'll be kind of cool about the Colorado metal scene.
Not to be confused with the Molybdenum Mines up in
Sydney. Not the Colorado mining for metal scene, but the Colorado metal music scene. We have Sit Sock, because it's awesome. We're going to try to bring back Roll the List if I can stop being a stupid asshole who's lazy.
Such a
And this Saturday, which means nothing to people listening to this now, but this will probably be a few Saturdays after we've released the first Artificial Into Happiness, which is a new segment where Aaron and I play video games and we do really, really
By the time
badly.
This releases, it'll be good.
Yeah, I know. All right, bye, everyone.
Okay. This is Kendrick.
And Kyle.
This is Sit Sock.
See you later.
Good fuck yourself.